Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we're going to talk to Jerry the Diver Guy here in just a bit. Also, 21st edition of Dive Fest is going on this week. Simon from the Nature Island is going to check in with us just a bit. And a real-life mermaid. That's all coming up this hour. But before we get into this, I got to talk about something that happened over my vacation. That's a time when you have a tendency to wind down a little bit, and you actually get a few minutes to reflect. And I don't get to do this nearly enough. I'm definitely a drive-by Facebooker. You know what I'm saying? So I may be on Facebook like a minute here, a minute there, and I'll see a few notes, and people, you know, do shout-outs and stuff like that, and I'll glance at this, and I'll try to catch as much as I can.
What people had to eat for dinner.
Well, yeah, there's always that. And, you know, a lot of it is, junk food for the brain. But lo and behold, something popped up while I was on vacation of a video from back in the day of when I started my radio career in Cincinnati, Ohio at WEBN.
I thought you were at WKRP.
Yes. Well, WEBN, believe it or not, is actually the original station, rock station in Cincinnati that WKRP was supposedly, you know, they went to for inspiration. I was told that from back in the day, and it makes sense knowing the people that I...
So you're saying you know Lonnie Anderson.
I met my share of, receptionist bunnies, as we would say, in politically correct...
That sounds very politically correct.
Well, I meant the opposite of that. Anyway, so whatever.
And actually, I have known more than one Les Nessman. There's no question about
true.
That.
Yes, true. That is so true.
The character Venus Flytrap was actually based on Greg.
Yes. Well, it could be. Could be. You never know. Anyway, it was more of
It was the satin jacket.
Johnny. What's his name?
Johnny Fever.
Yeah, Johnny. I was more of a Johnny Fever kind of guy. But anyway, actually, I was neither one of them.
Les Nessman.
I was an intern. I wasn't even... I wouldn't even have made the air if it weren't for this afternoon DJ at EBN in Cincinnati. A guy named Michael Luzak. I grew up listening to this guy. On rock radio in Cincinnati, and he inspired me to want to get into this this career. I mean, you'd hear his voice, and he just had that voice of God kind of presentation going into Zeppelin and the Stones, and God knows what else they were playing back in the day. It was a great time. I remember it very fondly. And Michael, when I actually finally met him when I was in college, he allowed me to intern, and I ended up being his assistant.
You want to come over here and give me some coffee and me not give you money, that'll be fine.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Come on in.
There was some of that. But,
coming up next, more Skinner!
No. Next thing you know, I was actually answering the phones for him. I was known as Bob and Bob. I was both Bobs of the afternoon DJ's request team. So the people would... He'd say, hey, call up Bob and Bob, tell them what you want to hear, and I would be both Bobs. Hi, this is Bob. You're listening to WBN. What can I do for you?
Why were there two?
Well, because that's just what we did. And I had all these little songs that we did called, Bob, 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 and Bob, 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 Bob. And anyway, it's
got
a long
it.
Story. Gave me my start and ready. This guy's a legend in Cincinnati. And this video pops up on Facebook. And there he is. He's on the video from a WEBN fireworks
event. This wasn't one of those sex tape videos, was it?
No, that was a different video. That wouldn't be on Facebook. That's in my private folder. Anyway, so I have this video pop up on Facebook.
This one's for you.
It's Michael Luzak. It's Sam Kennison. He was the host of the fireworks for the radio station that year. And I'm on this boat with these guys. And I have a great story. I'll share it with you someday. But anyway, this pops up and I'm like, wow, whatever happened to Michael? He would be so amazed to learn that I am doing a radio show about scuba diving that he'd probably, you know, fall out of his chair.
I told you it'd never work.
Exactly. I mean, his advice to me when I went to him to ask him if I could intern and get into this radio thing, his advice was, what are you thinking? This is crazy talk, Greg. Stop what you're doing. Don't get into radio. Go get a law degree.
Listen, kid, it looks like you got a great career in figure skating. Just stick with that. Coming up next, Two for Tuesday.
No, he said, go get a law degree. I kid you not. He was not joking. He was absolutely serious, but of course I didn't listen to him at the time. The other, the other advice he gave me.
Gentlemen, Gregory Holt, Esquire.
The other advice he gave me was to, he said, if you're going to do this radio thing, go get a specialty show, like a niche program that runs on the weekend. Like at the time on ABN, there was a classic show where they were playing oldies on like a Sunday morning type of thing. And the guy had been there for 30 years at the radio station, and he was kind of reflecting on radio back in the day and doing this. He goes, that is where it's at. That's the future. He said, if you can find a niche program for radio,
hey,
you
Bob,
could be successful.
Bob, I got a great idea for you. $1 million idea. You're going to love this. Yeah. Knitting radio. You're going to love this. Knit one, pearl two. Coming up next.
No, you didn't get that specific. He just said, find a niche program.
No, what he said
Here's
was...
Here's a new band, Aerosmith.
What he said was, you're a nitwit.
That could have been. That could have been that. You're a nitwit.
Now here's Pearl Jam. Get
a law degree. What the hell's the matter with you? Anyway, I listened to one of those two little nuggets, and here we are. You know,
what about a radio show about the law?
About the law?
About legal?
Yeah.
Either way you went, Greg, sharks were in your future.
What's that?
Either way you went, sharks would be in your future.
True.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah. Circling.
Maybe that's a same.
Watching.
Nietzsche radio.
Yeah.
If this radio does not kill you, it will make you stronger.
Okay, so what you're saying is that I didn't listen to him when I did not go get a law degree, but I went and got into radio and did a show about sharks. I get it now. That makes sense. Maybe that's what it's all about. Anyway.
Who's slow?
Huh?
Nothing.
By the way, Jerry, yeah, he's making you wait during this damn story. He's got a good story, but he's opted not to tell us.
No, this is a good story. This is a great, I'm sharing a little. Anyway, I had a great conversation.
Sharing
with
is caring,
Luzak.
Bill.
And check him out. If you haven't, you can be friends with Michael on Facebook and find out what he's up to radio-wise. He's into music now, and he said he was going to listen to the show. And if he was inspired to do so, maybe he would write a song about scuba radio.
Maybe something that has the armpit of Florida in it.
Something like that. Or it'll be more like, I can't believe this guy that was my intern is now doing this ridiculous show about scuba diving. How did this happen?
Coming up next, new from Michael Luzak, Baby Oil.
Luzak.
Baby. Michael Luzak, coming up next, Baby Oil in my soup.
Okay, Jerry the Diver Guy is on the air with us right now.
Nonsense!
He's actually driving back from the armpit of Florida back to his own home base of operations in Virginia or something. Am I right, Jerry? Are you with me? Come on.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, he's with us. That's right.
Hello, Bill, CJ, James, my only good friends.
What is this?
Absolutely
going on, buddy?
Correct.
What do you mean? Whoa. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Oh, I'll be there that week, but that week was last week, and nobody shows up.
Well, no, we just, our timing got crossed or something there. I don't know what happened. I was ahead of you.
Anytime when Greg says, I think, watch out.
Well, thank you for your support there, Jerry the Diver Guy. Appreciate it. All right, well, you were in Pensacola. You actually got some diving in, and you dove the Oriskany. Is that right?
Yes.
The largest artificial reef in the world. Was it all the hype? Did it live up to the hype? I haven't been out there on this wreck yet. What do you think?
Excellent. Well, if you would have showed up, you know, when you was supposed to, you would have been able to dive it.
All right. Well, I thought we were over that, but whatever. But I hear you. But let's talk about what it was like. What did you see out there? Was it really all that it's cracked up to be as far as seeing this big, massive ship underwater there, Jerry? Tell me about it.
Well, it's an awesome dive.
Yeah.
Great, great dive. Lots of fish on it. The only bad thing about it, bristle worms.
Yeah. I got bristle worms in my shorts.
No, you don't want those.
They bristle worms. Clear that up, though? Baby oil.
No, that won't clear it
they
up.
They can't stick to it.
Well, I don't know if they stick as much as they sting.
Oh,
right? They burn.
They burn. They leave a nasty burn and a potential scar, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So they got some bristle worms, but it's loaded with fish. Is that what you're saying, though?
Yeah, it's loaded with fish. I've seen several predatorial fish, you know, amicos, amberjacks.
Maybe even a shark or two. We'll talk more with Jerry the Diver Guy next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like these, well, who needs an enemy?
Oh, I do. I mean, they're fun little critters to watch. Those and bristle worms, as cute as they are, they can crawl into crevices on your body, though, and create all kinds of issues. And evidently, the bristle worms, I'm not sure about the anemones, but the bristle worms are very, well, they're all over the Oriskany. Is that what you're saying, Jerry the Diver Guy? Right?
Oh, they're all over it. All over it.
But, wow. You know, and these things have a bit of an itch to them if you touch them. But they're actually kind of cool to see. I kind of like bristle worms as far as seeing them.
Well, very neat looking.
Yeah, yeah. CJ's looking at me shaking his head like, oh.
I would burn it with an underwater welding
torch.
No! I would scorch them all.
That's not appropriate. Bristle worms are kind of...
But I bet it'd be fun.
They're kind of like a underwater caterpillar looking kind of thing. Are you with me on that, Jerry? Come on.
Only hideous.
Yeah, they're caterpillar looking.
Yeah. So they're, you know, they're a bit of a pest in that sense, but they are kind of cool looking.
Do they turn into underwater butterflies, Greg?
You know, I don't know. If they form a cocoon and then, you know, you crawl inside the cocoon and can be 50 years younger.
They
you
look
know,
like Burt happen. Reynolds' mustache.
Yeah, that's true. They do, and I would
bunch of mustache.
I would challenge you both of you to use one. next time we're underwater to put a bristle worm under your nose.
No, that's okay.
Oh, it's a tradition, right, Greg? Like the pistol of the conch?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Every new diver should do this.
Well, we're not new, so.
Well, we'll
find some sucker.
Yeah, we'll come up with some. Yeah, that'd be good. Feel free to use that.
New mermaids.
On your dive buddy. That's just good luck. Maybe when you go down lobster diving at Bugfest, you say, hey, you know, for good luck.
Put this in your pocket.
No. Put this under your nose. Wear it like a mustache. Pose for a picture.
That's wrong.
And that kind of thing. And that'll bring
put
you
the baby oil on it.
The baby oil, maybe that's what it'll do. Maybe that'll help. You never know. All right, so bristle worms on the Oriskany. It's the largest artificial reef in the world. It's about 22 miles off the coast of Pensacola. Am I right there, Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bit of a haul.
Ride out.
So this is a shore dive?
Hey, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, 22-mile shore dive. Why not? Okay, so you get
better
out
bring
there.
Bring your spare air.
Yeah. It is a little on the deep side. I know you were telling me before we went on the air that you didn't dive nitrox and you wish you would have. Is that the case? Because
yeah,
it was kind of deep.
I wish I would have because I pushed my limits bad.
Yeah, push your limits. So you couldn't, like, the second or third dive, you couldn't get to go down as long and deep as you would have liked to, I guess. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. But what did you see? What did you see other than the bristle worms? You were saying some big predators, schools of fish following these schools of fish, some big critters like sharks and things, or what?
Yeah, they were a few big critters. Yeah. One I didn't get to particularly see, but
what do you mean?
Just leave that by itself. But the other great one was a big tiger shark, 11, 12 foot tiger.
Whoa. Yeah, it was rumored that Catherine, the great white, was in the area. The week before I went up for my vacation, that she was in the area there.
And she was there because Greg told her that he was going to be there that week. So she was off by a week. Greg was off by a week. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna let you in on something, Jerry. I'm going to let
everybody's
you in on something.
Everybody's off for a week.
I'm going to let you in on something.
Yeah.
Greg blamed you. He said you were a week late.
Well, no, I said he's...
I was right on time.
Well, right. if you filter, spring water into the mix, then he's, you know...
Greg, your mom was late. But seriously, listen to me. Listen to me. I got an idea. How about if we tag Greg like they tagged the Great Whites, and then we can follow him. And then we know where the hell he is.
Well, that's an idea.
It's not like they're not digging into his skin every other week anyway.
We can track Greg.
I need a tracker.
It'd be late to surface.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, yeah. That's the only time is when the tracker will work is when I break the surface. But just like a Great White would when they track Catherine.
Good.
That's how it works. I would ping.
Yep.
And then you'd know where I'm at in between, all on my surface intervals.
One ping, or one ping only.
One ping. That's it. That's all you get. All right. So, but you would recommend people go on to dive the Oriskany. Is that where we're getting at Jerry? So it's definitely worth
it's
the effort. Worth that 22-mile boat trip out to out to the area. And by the way, is the Oriskany in what they call the middle grounds of the Gulf, or do you know? Man, this middle ground.
No,
not.
The middle ground, from what I have gathered, is off Tampa Bay.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah, if you're referring back to this Catching Hell show.
Yeah, that TV show that they're filming that's on the Weather Channel. Right. Yeah, they talk about the middle ground. So it's just off Tampa, offshore there. But that doesn't That doesn't go up to the armpit area. That the middle grounds doesn't extend up that far, huh? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, but you enjoyed...
I don't know.
What? Well, you don't know. He's just guessing.
But I do know that the middle grounds is off of Tampa Bay.
Okay. Well, there you go. I thought the middle grounds was a big, big swath of the Gulf.
I think what we can take away from this, absolutely certainly...
Yeah?
The middle grounds is not Tampa Bay.
Well,
it's not actually Tampa Bay. It's someplace in the Gulf off of Tampa Bay.
Well, right. I know that people that are arguing are always trying to find it.
Well, they're not there, and they just have to go to the middle. See, it's in the middle grounds of the Gulf of Mexico. That's why I figured it was this whole massive area, like many, many miles that covers. I don't know.
Well, you also believe in aliens.
Bubble Boy is going to Google it and find out for sure. But see, I thought the Oriskany was part of the, maybe like on the edge of the middle grounds or something, but I could be off on that. I don't know.
You've got a computer right in front of you.
I don't know, it's a hell of a long way out.
It's a long boat ride. Been nicer if they would have put it closer to shore for us divers. But they got these fighter jets that they just sank literally, the Friday before last. Did you hear them talk about that at all? That was off of Pensacola there.
They wasn't saying anything about it. All they were talking about was the Blue Angels were coming in to fly.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah, the Blue Angels were doing an air show or something in the area for the 4th, I think. But interesting. All right, so did you do any other dives other than the Oriskany, or was that it?
No, that's it. I was going to run out Panama, but we didn't have time. So
all right.
We did a lot of snorkeling.
A lot of snorkeling.
Kids out, let them snorkel for a while.
Yeah. All right, Bill, the producer, has some update on the Middle Grounds.
Florida Middle Grounds are ancient coral reefs, about 461 square miles. So it's a pretty big area.
Well, there you go. In your face, losers. I was right.
Hold on. No.
Suck it.
Hold on.
What?
It is kind of in between Pensacola and Tampa Bay.
Yes, I told you.
It is. But it's.
What?
It's a long way from Tampa Bay.
Well, I'm right. It's closer to Pensacola. So I am right once again. Let's just stop right there. I think we're out of time. No,
but these guys are—they're saying off of Hudson. So Hudson's above Tampa. So
It is. It is to the northwest of Tampa and to the southeast of Pensacola.
So basically, what we're saying is I was right, and we'll leave it at that. All right, so Jerry the Dive Guy, enjoy your trip back home. We'll catch up with you again soon, my friend. And we're going to check in with Dive Fest on the island of Dominica here in just a bit. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Just doing a happy dance because I was for once proved to be correct on this show.
Okay,
stop. Just don't even say anything. Don't even ruin my moment, Bill.
You're about 70 miles away from the Middle Grounds.
That's close enough.
At shore, you're 90 miles away.
I'm on the green, okay? That's all that matters. We're going to leave it at that. I was right. I was proved to be right.
You're not on the green. You might possibly be on the fringe of the fairway.
I was on the blue because it was the ocean.
The blue?
So it was ocean, and that's all I need. Just stop.
You're not even good.
Stop. We're moving on. Okay. So Sharknado 2 has been the release date of Sharknado 2 is July 30th. I'm telling you now, so you know the end of the world is near, and you can plan, you get all your, you know, get your life in order, because when this happens, the fact that there is even a Sharknado 2 made should be enough to prove that the end of the world is near.
Well, people watch reality shows, so.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
This can't be that much worse.
No, it's way worse. Did you ever see Sharknado? You watched Sharknado.
Yeah. I did, just out of morbid curiosity.
I will say.
And it was as bad as I thought.
I posted the Sharknado trailer on the Scuba Radio Facebook page, and I got to say, it does look better than one. The effects look a little better. It's just as whacked as ever. And I love the announcing on the trailer that says stuff like, you know, yeah, we're actually going to do it again. Like, oh, hell no. You know, it's like... And some of the testimonial type lines I get from the critics are pretty funny. So they're definitely taking a more B movie type of approach with Sharknado 2. So it'll be interesting to see if you kind of go at it with that frame of mind that it'll actually be a little bit more entertaining this year. A lot of cameos in this one as well. So I don't know if, like, you know, because the economy's in the crapper, that all the B-list movie stars are like, oh yeah, I want to be in Sharknado 2. Sign me up. It seems like they got a bunch of them. So there you go. There's your little update
they didn't
on
need
Sharknado.
Me for the replacements 4, but I'm available for Sharknado 2.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll see how that all pans out. You know, I watched it for you so you wouldn't have to last time. This year, you're on your own. I can only put up
Come
with
on.
So much.
Come on.
All right. I'm sorry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. About the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so I'm talking to James and CJ here in the studio at the commercial break, and we got Simon on the line from Dominica, the Nature Island. They're celebrating the 21st edition of Dive Fest. Simon, I actually think I've come to a conclusion of why we are not at Dive Fest this year, and I bet you don't even know this, or you've never been willing to admit this to me in person. Are you ready for this or no? What do you think?
I'm ready, Greg, and if I wasn't ready to admit it in person, I'll do it now live on the radio.
Okay, so here it is. So we're talking, and James, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, you know, he went with me to Dominica once, and I don't know if you remember, but we went to one of the rivers, and have I ever told this story on the air? I don't even know if Simon knows about this. Do you? I mean, we went to one of the waterfalls.
It's become folklore, Greg.
And Bubble Boy went up. He went downstream when we were taking a swim on our surface interval up in the rainforest here in Dominica, and I started swimming back the other way, and he crosses the other way, and he says, "Whoa, Greg, where are you going?" I'm like, "I was going to swim down there." He goes, "No, you don't want to go there." And because he was having a little digestive issue, right? So, you know, and then I'm thinking, James, what are you doing? We're in the mountains. This is like their water source, their fresh water source. There's like a honeymoon couple down below in a beautiful romantic waterfall, and you could have just ruined it for them. And that's why we're not allowed back this year for Dive Fest. That's my theory. What do you think? Could that be it?
We're the nature island, and you come here and pollute our rivers. And that's not acceptable.
Yeah, see, but it wasn't me. So I just want to get it out there that it was Jimmy and not me.
In my defense, I did have Indian food.
It's guilt by association.
All right, Greg, you can come back.
There we go. And Jimmy, can he come back if he like takes some Pepto Bismol or sticks a cork up that thing or something? I don't know.
Maybe it's like Caddyshack, and it was a baby Ruth.
Yes. Yeah, and he made some comment about a brown trout, but I don't think that was, you know, indigenous to the, you know, local waterways.
It's an invasive species.
Yes, definitely.
It's good to see, Greg, that after all these years, your show hasn't changed a bit.
You know, it's we have standards that we try to dive below every week, and somehow we miraculously get there. Anyway, let's get to Dive
the
Fest.
The Tootsie Roll has been raised.
Hey, quit it. All right, well, Simon, first of all.
Anyway, you know what we're doing, Greg?
What are you doing? You got Dive Fest, 21st year, right?
Well, not only do we have Dive Fest, but I'm standing here on the east coast of Dominica with a couple of hundred people.
Nice.
Right? And we are releasing, as we speak, there are not just hawksbill turtles, but there are leatherback turtles. There's a turtle parade, and they're staying away from the turtles, but these little two-inch turtles, as I speak, I'm watching them right now making a break for the ocean.
That
so
is awesome.
This is
awesome.
Rosalie Bay Resort, and it's a fantastic sight to see. And all around us, behind all the people, we have all these sandcastle turtles that the kids made. So right after that, we're going to have a judging competition, and the kids that made the best turtle out of sand are going to win free whale watching for that group.
Oh, that is so cool. So, I mean, did you guys release all the little turtles, like, right from the beach, or did you take them out on a boat first, or what did you do?
Exactly? Well, no, what Rosalie Bay Resort have done is that the turtles sometimes lay their egg too close to the sea, and that the sea can come up and actually, wipe out the nest. So they relocate the eggs up to a little hatchery area, and they know exactly when the turtles are going to be hatching. So just by chance, there are three nests that were hatching today. Mm-hmm. So we brought the turtles out of the nest as they came out, put them in a bucket, and then held them for a little bit, and then released them so that all these hundreds of people could see these turtles make a break for the ocean.
That's really
exciting. I mean, to see all these little kids just so invested in these turtles. As you know what it's like, how these turtles have that long all to the ocean, you know, but they're getting egged on by the crowd. It's fun.
Yes, cheered for sure.
Simon, Jimmy here. Could you see the turtle heads poking out?
Yes, yeah. Now, you know, and the turtles get a little confused sometimes, and they make a turn, and so somebody will sort of straighten them out and say, you know, seize that way. So, you know, only one of these. One in a thousand approximately of these guys is going to actually survive the entire experience and grow up to adulthood. But, you know, to have the leatherback turtles here, so 60 to 70 days ago, you know, they were coming up on this beach, the huge, you know, 5-foot-long leatherback turtles, and laying their eggs. So,
yeah.
It's really good to see. That's why we're on the nature island, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Do they have do you know, or do you guys track them at all? Like the ones you release, are they tracked at all where you know, like, hey, that's a turtle released a few years ago kind of thing, or not necessarily?
No, not really, because, you know, when they're small, you can't tag them or anything. So when the adults come up, they'll be tagged, and actually they put on satellite tags on the big turtles and track them all the way to Africa. And I mean, you know, it's amazing how far these turtles swim.
Yes. Well, I'm sure if they have any sense.
All you can really do is know that, you know, years after you release them, you're starting to see more and more turtles coming back to lay their eggs.
Well, exactly. If they have any sense, they'd come back to the nature island and take a look around, you know, vacation, that kind of thing.
This morning we had lots of kids in the pool learning how to dive for the first time ever.
Right.
So I think you were there once for that one year, Greg, over in the swimming pool. We take all the local kids and put them in the swimming pool, discover scuba, and just let them try it out.
Yeah, excellent. So you got all your events going on this week for Dive Fest. Or is this the beginning or the end of it?
Yep.
This is the beginning
this
weekend,
is the first
right?
weekend.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first weekend. We had our happy hour at Port Young. I'm not sure you ever made it, because you normally come on the Friday. Did you ever get here for the happy hour in the Fort Young?
I've
the Fort Young Hotel.
I've had I've been to a happy hour or two at the Fort Young for sure. But you're right. We usually come the Saturday after, and work towards the second part of Dive Fest. Why? What are you saying? What happened?
Yeah. Oh, it's the biggest happy hour of the year in Dominica. And
well,
It's incredible. It's so many people there.
Well,
so
was right it a little? Now, I'm guessing it was a little bit more
running update of these
wild.
Turtles. The first ones have reached the slope, and they're heading down into the. In fact, the waves are just coming up, and the kids are encouraging them and waving goodbye as these tiny little turtles make a break for it. It's really fun to watch.
Nice. How many turtles are we talking about?
They go down the sand, and the wave knocks them back up 6 feet, and they crawl down again, and the wave knocks them back 6 feet, and you're reminded how cruel Mother Nature is.
Well, there you go. Exactly. All right. But, yeah, how many turtles are you talking about? How many you guys are releasing today? You figure about?
There were about, I think they said there were like 100 this morning. And then right now it's, I don't know, maybe about 20 that are actually coming out now.
Cool. Well, this is just one of many events they'll be doing throughout the week for Dive Fest. And go to Dominica.com or DominicaDiveFest.com. And get more information about this event.
DiveFestDominica.com. You can go to Facebook and look on DiveFest Dominica on Facebook and see. You'll see photos of today up on Facebook. All the from all the activities we had today. So,
Greg, I'd really like
Great
to return
stuff,
to Dominica.
Next year, we will work on getting you back here, Greg. You and your team, and and celebrating Dive Fest with us the next year for sure.
Absolutely. Well, now you're legal. Maybe you can, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, understandable that they can handle our crew. I don't know.
Yeah, well, now we're 21. You're right, because no Dive Fest has ever involved alcohol in any way before.
Never. Never. No, not at all. Oh, boy. Good time for sure. Well, Simon, enjoy it. Tell the gang we said hi and wish we were there with you, but you enjoy the week and make the most of it, my friend, okay?
All right, and I got to say a big thank you for your review of Dominica recently, presenting us as an awesome dive destination and one of your favorite spots. You've no idea the media that I drew here, so thanks so much for that, and your support is always appreciated down here.
Well, hey, no worries. You know, you speak the truth. It's as simple as that. It's a nature island. It's a beautiful place, despite what Jimmy has done to, you know,
well, defile. Greg, the word you're defile, searching for
exactly.
is defile.
Hey, yeah. if Simon can find it in his heart to invite me back, I'd be happy to release some turtles into the stream for him.
Oh.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain-fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down,
got to
get down.
Oh, no.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, a little shout out to Megathot KGTK in Seattle, Tacoma, as well as KITX, both picking up Scuba Radio now and airing it. We appreciate it, guys. And those, with a lot of people, a lot of divers in that neck of the woods. We got a big dive show happens, I believe it's in April next year. Got that going on. A couple things. We're going to connect with our mermaid.
Oh, you got nothing bad to say about Seattle?
What do you mean?
What is it? Like the ear hickey of the United States? Nothing?
No.
Seattle's right up there, Puget Sound.
Seattle, Tacoma.
A little, like, V-shaped gash in the upper northwest corner. Nothing?
No.
Okay. Turtle head of the United States.
That could be. That might be.
Just wondering if you wanted to throw out any sort of insults.
Yeah.
Going to that part of the world, since you know for sure we're on the air.
Yeah.
And at least the board operator's listening.
All right. Well, on the opposite side of the continent, Down in Key Largo, Philippe Cousteau finished up the Mission 31 thing. I guess he came up on the 4th of July or the day after or something like that. 31 days underwater at the Atlantis or the Aquarius Project underwater thing, habitat there. And, you know, it's breaking a record by like one day or something of Jacques Cousteau. So a cool little thing. You know, I was going to get him on the air, but they kind of blew us off. Their PR person didn't have time for us, so we couldn't get him on the air. But whatever, that's fine. It's a good thing that they did. But I did see some stuff on the web because, you know, this is a record for Philippe, which hats off to him for doing it. But I guess when they put it out there in the press that this record was broke for the 31 days underwater, that there were a lot of people that did not agree. Mainly being the submariners that have been you know, in submarines for like 90 days underwater.
110, 150 days.
That's a good point.
And you see all this stuff online, like, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean this is a record? Are you kidding me? I broke this record, you know, 3 years ago and or 20 years ago on my sub. You're a bunch of losers.
Philippe didn't have any deodorant, though. So,
well, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. He's French.
Yeah.
He is a dog who rides in a submarine a subwoofer?
I don't think so. I don't know what that was.
Wow.
But anyway, it was, I mean, hats off to him. Mission31.com. And congrats to Philippe Cousteau and the gang for pulling
it's
that
Philip.
One off. You say Philip, others say Philippe.
I've heard it both ways.
Flying leap.
Have you?
I've heard it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Other thing, I got to give a shout out to our buddy Pat Hammer and the people at DEMA, the couple that take pictures of us at the DEMA show, both Pat Hammer and her husband have been awarded the Reaching Out Award this year for DEMA.
I was actually nominated for the Reach Around Award.
And beat you,
you, CJ.
Evil minds think alike.
Wow.
Didn't win, though.
You didn't win.
I didn't win.
Well, it's an honor just to be nominated.
For the 37th consecutive year, Neil Watson won. Who would have guessed? 37th year in a row, Neil Watson.
Whoa. Neil Watson beat you out?
Yeah, yes. He outreached me.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think it's rumor and innuendo. But congratulations to Pat.
Nice.
And the, oh, man, I have their paper here somewhere.
You go and look for it. I'll just tell you more about it.
I left it. But the people that take the pictures, we'll get their name out there next year. But if you do DEMA Reaching Out Awards, you'll see that they who the recipients are.
Sure, this is how it is. What? Next year when it comes up again, I say, oh, yeah, remember last year when I forgot their names?
Well, I left my notes at home today. A dog ate it. So anyway, there we go. But congrats to him. Just saying, it's well deserved.
Congrats to Neil Watson as well.
We have a big plans for DEMA this year in November, which is going to be in Las Vegas, and they have a bit of a Motown theme for this year's gala. And it's not a gala; it's the Reaching Out Awards party.
So last year we dressed up as members of the Beatles. This year we're going to dress up like, what, the Four Tops?
No,
that's going to go well.
The Supremes.
California Raisins.
Yeah, I call Diana Ross.
Oh, can I be a Pip? Can I be a Pip?
I think you already are.
No, I want to be a Pip, baby.
You're going to be a Supreme. It's already been...
Taco Supreme.
That's just wrong. Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have fun. We'll come up with something unique to do, as usual. But anyway, I'm real excited. We're just a couple weeks from Bugfest. Once again, go to bugfestbythesea.com and plan for that. And then make sure you get on board the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise October 4th for our trip to Sabah, once again with Explorer Ventures. Scuba Cowboy is going to be on board for that, Mermaid Tiffany. We got the folks from Scuba Pro that are going to be on board with us.
Everybody's
doing demo
gonna
stuff.
Be there.
Bill won't be there, so book it now.
So it's good. You're good to go. Yeah.
It's bill free.
It's all clear.
Yeah.
Certified bill free.
Yeah, I hadn't realized exactly what the date was. I knew it was coming up, and I knew I couldn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's actually my daughter's 5th birthday, so really, I guess I can go.
Wait, you can go?
Cannot go.
You cannot go.
No.
All right. Well, maybe not.
They don't remember that stuff.
Never. Never. So we got that. So plan accordingly and call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, or go to exploreventures.com and tell them you want on board the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You will enjoy it immensely. It will be a fun time for sure. All right, so that'll do it for this week. By the way, check out Just Plain Radio this week. I was flying, and there's a new video up there, and you can see what I've been doing during my surface intervals stuff, flying planes. And we'll get into some of that. We're going to combine the two activities here eventually.
Where I get to... By crashing a plane.
No,
and
no, by flying
a
plane
a
to a dive site, and then we're going to dive in some very remote places. That's on the agenda in the future. You'll hear about it on future editions of The Big Show. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.